I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Fred Plotkin, and Gail's on the line in Harwood Heights, Illinois. Gail, thanks for your call.
Hi. I wondered, when we were in Vienna last year, there were a lot of costumed characters walking the streets selling tickets for the various musical shows. Is it worthwhile to get the tickets there from them?
Probably not. These are people, and you see them in Venice and you see them in Prague, who try to evoke being of the 18th century. And what they do is they dress in those costumes and those dirty powdered wigs. They sell you performances to churches for about 10 euros. But the musicians who perform there often have barely rehearsed. Yeah. I would, instead of doing that, save a little more money and go to a real performance at the Vienna State Opera. There are other companies there too. The Volksoper is excellent. The Theater an der Wien does some of the best opera now in Vienna, and there are many smaller companies, and the Vienna Philharmonic, and many other orchestras.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And those guys are generally just expat students and so on, trying to get some money on the commissions from selling those tickets. So that's just part of the whole scene.
Coffee beans were left at the gate of Vienna in 1683 by the Turks, who also brought phyllo dough. Remember that they make baklava and so on. But they had their phyllo dough and their coffee beans with them when the Austrians beat back the Turks. The Turks went back to Constantinople, leaving their phyllo dough, and the Austrians said, yeah, we have apples. Let's put the apples in that, and that becomes strudel. And they figured out how to make coffee, and they whipped up some cream, and thus was born the Viennese Café. What Starbucks was smart about was, when they opened in Vienna, cafes in Vienna still had smoking. And therefore, people, and I'm one of them who do not smoke, would go to Starbucks to get away from the smoking. Thankfully, the Viennese are coming around on that, and restaurants may have smoking sections, but there are a lot of non-smoking areas.